This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Reminding you, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get all of your questions emailed in now. Ask me anything. All 3 hours. We answer your emails. Whatever you email in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Senator Vance, who I love, Ohio, and Senator Markey, who I hate, worthless piece of crap, they kind of went at it today. Vance is trying to get through a bill banning federal mask mandates. You hear all this, daggone.
Mandatory masking was a failure. It had costs for very little benefits, and we shouldn't repeat it. Mr. President, as of in legislative session, I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of S-2738, the Freedom to Breathe Act, which is at desk, and the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate.
Is there objection?
Reserving the right to object.
Senator from Massachusetts.
This bill would undermine the ability of states, of cities, and towns across this country to make decisions about what's best for their communities. It would silence and hamstring public health experts who have guided our nation out of the darkest days of a pandemic that has killed 1,139,000 people in our country.
No, it hasn't. That's a lie. It is nice to see some sort of a shift in the public narrative for really the first time ever, though, isn't it? But I mean, you got Rand Paul saying stuff like this.
Because the risks of the vaccine outweigh the risks of the disease. This really encapsulates the debate here. Your health care is about you. You're not a statistic. The Democrats somehow feel you are a cog in their wheel, and you're just supposed to do what everybody does and do as you say.
The risks outweigh the benefits. That was Rand Paul. Did you hear Florida's Surgeon General? This dude is freaking switched on, man, and has been for a long time. I interviewed this guy once or twice on my TV show. Daggone, is this man sharp. Where were all these, quote, public health officials back at the beginning of COVID?
There's a new vaccine that's coming around the corner, a new mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, and there's essentially no evidence for it. There's been no clinical trial done in human beings showing that it benefits people. There's been no clinical trial showing that it is a safe product for people. And not only that, but then there are a lot of red flags. So something that you don't hear much about, but we'll be talking more about, is that there are multiple studies now from around the world. Brazil, I think Australia, United States.
Yikes. All right, let's get to some emails. We got to clear some of this out before we get back to other things like Dome meeting with Democrat donors. Uh-oh. Jesse, both the right and left politicians act like it's a world-ending crisis to halt a government activity. Shouldn't we be pressuring our politicians to be the brave heroes who stand firm and let it shut down? Well, this is part of the problem with the GOP, but honestly, it's a problem with the right in general. Not that it's our fault, but if our base philosophy is government should be limited and small, and their base philosophy is government should do things and become bigger and more powerful, aren't we inevitably going to lose? Inevitably? Unless we become anti-communists and start taking ground back, we will. And this is a great way I can describe it. This is part of the reason Republicans fall for this every single time, on top of the fact they're stupid and spineless and everything else. This is one of the reasons. It's... You ever seen a broadcast, a television broadcast, maybe on... A debate night. This would be a great one. On a debate night on one of the cable news shows, or maybe on your favorite sports show. I understand the NFL starts tonight, where you see a sports broadcast or a television broadcast, and there's 5, 6, sometimes more, 7 people at this huge table on camera, and it looks weird, and there's obviously way too many people on there, and you've seen these shows before. I know you have, and they suck every time, don't they? They're not good. Well, why aren't they good? You have all these people on there. They're supposed to be experts or interesting or whatever. Why isn't that show with so many people on there? This is going to come back to what we're seeing with the shutdown. Just stay with me a minute. Why does the show suck? Well, you made the mistake. Many, many companies, many people make. It's a human mistake to make. You think adding more people will add more value to the show. It'll make the show better. But that's oftentimes in life, whether it's a cable news show or your small business, it's oftentimes not the case. Because here's what happens. If you don't add the right people, then what you have is just a bunch of people up there trying to justify their existence. Remember this. Always remember this. What I do, I've lived a normal life most of my life. I've lived a normal life. From Marines to washing cars to construction to selling RVs, I've just lived the same life you have. So I'm new to this media world, fairly new, like 5 years now. This whole just talk about politics for a living, it's a pretty good gig, and people don't want to give it up. And if you're one of these people on, remember, there's a difference between a host and a contributor. Let me explain. There are, especially on TV, it works this way a lot on TV. I don't know if it works much on radio, but on TV you have hosts. Radio obviously has those too. I'm the host of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm the host of I'm Right, my TV show. But on TV, they'll also have paid contributors. So many of the regular guests you see on whatever cable news show you see, if you see a same guest on over and over and over again, oftentimes they're paid. They're under contract to only be a guest on that show, and you pretty much have to be available whenever they call. Hey, Jesse, we need you on Thursday at midnight. You got to be in New York City to be on Fox News. Got to go. I'm not a paid contributor to Fox News. I don't work for Fox. That was just an example, right? So that's an example of it. But if you're one of the paid contributors, what you want most in life is to become a host. That's what you want most in life. What you want second most in life is to get your contributor contract renewed. Because again, yeah, you got to be on call, kind of a pain, do a 10-minute segment at midnight. It sure beats a real job, doesn't it? You do what you love and people pay you to do it. So when they sit you around this big table, you're concerned with justifying your existence. You have various people at that network who will be watching that show and they're going to be saying, wow, she was really great. She's talented. Let's keep her. He's kind of useless. He didn't do anything. Let's not renew. You see what I mean? Justifying their existence. That is what you're seeing right now with this. Do you shut down the government or not shut down the government? These people, not just Democrats, these Republicans in government, when we're screaming for action, we want the DOJ defunded. We want there to be action on the border. We want things done, specific things done, or shut it down. I don't care. I hate the government, so shut it down anyway. Shut it down for 10 years for all I care. Shut down the government. That's what we yell at our GOP representatives. But the thing is, they can't help themselves. They're there. They're in Congress. They're in the House or they're in the Senate. And because they're there, they feel like they have to do something. They always feel like they have to say something, these politicians. But because they're there, they feel like we have to do something. And they'll say this. They really believe this when they say it. You hear them say it all the time. The American people want us to do something. No. No, we don't, guys. What we want you to do is stop abusing us. What we want you to do is to go away. What we want you to do is to stop passing laws. Stop having sessions. Stop bankrupting the nation. But that's why. That's why these politicians can't bring themselves to do it. It drives me crazy. Dear Bald Blade. I forgot it was Jesse the Blade. That's a good one. That'll be my spy name, Chris. With every loss, hair loss especially, comes an opportunity. He said it's time to piggyback on the AC pins. Why not develop, promote, and sell anti-communist trucker hats since you are as white trash as I am? I like the trucker hat idea, but hear me out. Hear me out. What, Chris? Now, I know we have some. We do have some. People want different ones. Okay, we'll work on them. We're working on them. We are working on them. Here's what I'm thinking, though. Instead of anti-communist trucker hats, what about do-rags? Can we not do do-rags? Why are you guys both sneering? What's wrong with do-rags? What's that, Chris? No, I'm not a cancer patient. What are you talking about? Do-rags are cool. We used to... No, I'm not involved in the mob. What? No, do-rags are for everybody. They sell them at this gas station on the way home. You could sometimes you're in a little bit of mortal danger in there, but you can buy a do-rag right off the shelf. Whatever you want. Yes, and weed products, Chris. And switchblades, if you need. If you need, they have it all in there. It's quite the gas station, let me just tell you. We're not finished yet. I'm going to get to some more emails. We have a ton of show. I'm actually about 10 minutes from now. I'm actually going to take your calls if you want to call. 877-377-4373. Just get right to the point. Just remember that. Right to the point. 877-377-4373. I do want to point out something big we're missing again when it comes to all this Hunter Biden stuff. And we'll talk about Dome meeting with donors. Let's talk about Chalk, though. Let's talk about taking care of ourselves. Chalk is about taking care of yourself. For me, I'm not telling you what to do with your life. For me personally, I try to avoid the doctor's office at all costs now. I do not trust our medical institutions in this country, and I have chosen to do whatever I can do to try to avoid ever walking in one. That's what a male vitality stack from Chalk is for me. It keeps everything exactly where it needs to be with natural herbal supplements. No more big pharma. Natural herbal supplements keeps me feeling good every single day. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did you ever see that Abbott and Costello bit, the Who's on First? The guy's name on first was Who's on First? It's a very famous comedy skit if you've never seen it. I had kind of one of those Who's on First moments with that band. Chris just played that song. That the name of the band is called The Band. All right. I remember it like it was yesterday. We were sitting around. We were doing a field op in the Marines. And, you know, it was a period of downtime. So we're sitting around, I'm sure, discussing everything stupid in the world, from cars to girls. You know how dudes are. So we're sitting around discussing things. And I start playing music. And that was one of the songs that came up. And one of my NCOs, he was in charge of me. I was a young Marine at the time. He said, "Say, Kelly, who is this?" And I said, "The Band." And he said, "Yeah, The Band." And I said, "No, it's The Band." He said, "Yes." And I can't actually explain in detail, because this is a family show with kids listening, how it went from there. It wasn't a pleasant Abbott and Costello thing. It ended up, I was in the push-up position, and he was yelling at me because he thought I was making fun of him or messing with him, at which point another NCO stepped in and said, "Hey, you idiot, he's telling you the name of the band is actually The Band." And he finally got it in the end. So that ended up working out okay. You know who else is an idiot? Everybody who thinks it's Hunter Biden's criminal business. I see this everywhere. Headline after headline. I see it on TV. I read about it. People, even on the right, most of the right, they talk about Joe Biden being involved in Hunter's business. Joe Biden's involved in Hunter's business. Hunter Biden was involved in Joe Biden's business. This is Joe Biden's business. Joe Biden is the head of the business. Joe Biden is the only person in the business with anything to sell groups like the Chinese. Hunter Biden has nothing to give the Chinese, nothing. The Russians, nothing. Joe Biden, because he's been in government for 8,000 years, has a lot to give them. It's Joe Biden's business. And that's why I believe they're beginning to shove him out.
But the question is, who would you put in there if Biden decides to get out of the race for some whatever reason he comes up with?
Well, I don't think he's going to get out.
Don't answer like a Republican.
Okay, I don't think he's
not going to happen.
But I would hope that the Democratic Party would rally around the Vice President, Kamala Harris, yeah, the way they rallied around Joe Biden. But if not, I think Gavin Newsom.
I think him. I still think Pete Buttigieg is really great. Whenever I've seen him speak.
Would the country put a gay president in the
That's my concern.
I don't care. He's the best one. He's really great.
It's a homophobic country.
I forgot that a homophobic country. We've already had a gay president. Oh, be serious. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Like this one. Jesse, I'm a new Pure Talk customer here. Can I feed the bar via email? Yes, you can. I have a solution for your pickup truck dilemma. By the way, I'm getting a pickup truck. Remember, I'm done with the midlife crisis car. It's just not who I am. I'm going back to a pickup truck. I have enjoyed driving a midlife crisis car. I enjoy how fast it is. It's so fast, even though the wife is starting to complain. I'm going too fast. Jesse, that's not safe. Jesse, I think you hit that guy. You know, all the complaints and stuff like that. But it's just not me. I need the headroom of a pickup truck. You're always needing to load stuff in the back of the pickup truck. What if I'm going off to some big barbecue cook-off and I have to throw my wood pellet grill in the back of the truck? What, Chris? It's important. Anyway, the guy says, I have a solution for your pickup truck dilemma because I don't want to buy any of the new woke Ford Chevy garbage. All the car companies are garbage. Anyway, the guy says, get yourself a cool Ford or Chevy from the 50s or 60s. That way you get a good truck without the commies getting any of your money. You'd sure look good in a 67 Chevy. Okay. Well, here's the thing. I love old cars. Love them. We actually go to car shows whenever they have them. They have them all the time in our area. We'll just go down and just gawk at them. However, a couple things. One, I don't know anything about cars. I'm not a car guy. Yeah, I can do the basics. You know, I know how to change tires and change oil and all the basic stuff like that and put in my own coolant, not to brag, stuff like that, but I don't know cars. I hear those old cars break down all the time, and you really need to be able to fix them yourself. And I'm sorry, I have a job, wife, kids. This weekend, we don't have 5 seconds to ourselves. It's just practices and games and practices and games and practice. Oh, Chris, it's coming for you, pal. It's coming for you. It's coming. I'm telling you. So I can't afford to have a car that doesn't always go. I really need my car to go all the time. That's one. And two, and this is a really, 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 really important part of why I won't have one of these older cars. And I realize this is going to get me made fun of, but that's fine. I really only have basic demands when it comes to a vehicle, but Bluetooth is one of those demands. Shut up, Chris. It's important. I don't want to have to. I've been introduced to an era where I can press a button on my phone, on my steering wheel, and speak to people on the phone. I'm not going back to the caveman times where I had to pick up my cell phone and hold it to my ear when I'm trying to talk. Don't be ridiculous. These old cars don't have the Bluetooth in there. I need reliable air conditioning. I need Bluetooth, and other than that, I don't need anything else. Fine. All right? All right. Now, let's hear from you. I want to hear from you. Just make it directly to the point, right? 877-377-4373. Getting ready to go into the weekend. Let's do it.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Okay, Chris, I just really quickly, I think there's Phil Collins and then there's Phil Collins. See, there's normal Phil Collins where we can do like the air drums in the car, boo, 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 that kind of thing. And then there's that Phil Collins, which is more like,
why are you gay?
I don't know that we need to do that one really again. I just don't know that we need to do it again. We are going to do the phone calls here in just a second. I just want to do this one really quickly, though. We have something we can smile about. Aren't you happy to smile about something on a Thursday? Smile about something other than the fact you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. There's this lady in Minnesota. She's the vice chair of the Minnesota Democrat Party. And back in June 2020, you know, when the Antifa street animals and the Black Lives Matter street animals were burning everything down, this is what this lady had to say. We're going to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. Say it with me. Dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. She goes on, uses a bunch of weird hippie freak words like allies and all kinds of stuff. Well, she got carjacked today. Violently beaten in Minneapolis. Now, we're not going to be bad people and sit here and cheer on a woman who got carjacked and hurt, right? We don't want anybody to get hurt, but there are such things as learning moments. Learning moments can be so incredibly valuable for all of us, and I think we all learned an extremely valuable lesson. Now, let's get to it. Get to the points. You know this is the only time this will happen this week, and it won't happen again tomorrow. You ready to rock and roll? Let's see if we all know the rules. Matt, Tampa, go.
Hey, Jesse. Wanted to get your thoughts on this whole UAP / UFO thing and a lot of the hearings at the end of July. I thought Grush was really compelling. So were the two naval aviators. Plus, you've got legislation on the deck from Senate to actually exercise eminent domain over any non-human technology or biologic. So I wanted to get your thoughts on it. You think it's crazy or there's something to it?
All right. I'm not going to call anybody crazy who believes in aliens or UFOs. I'm not. It's just like I'm not going to call anybody crazy who believes in ghosts. Chris thinks it's the same thing I have with ghosts, where I want to believe them. So I always do these ghost tours and stuff like that with the wife. And everyone always sees everything, and I never see a thing. It's just, I want to believe, but I don't. With aliens, I don't think you're a nutball if you believe in aliens and UFOs, because the universe is freaking huge, and we're just this tiny little speck on it. How do I know God didn't make a million other planets? Right? I don't know. How do I know he didn't make them a million years before we made it? Now they have this space alien technology. How do I know? So I don't judge you if you're an alien believer or UFO believer. Within reason, there's no judgment here. Here's what I think when it comes to, like he mentioned, because there have been hearings in Congress about this. Naval aviators, you know, people who aren't commies have come up and said, man, I'm up there. I'm flying a fighter jet and I'm telling you there's something up here I don't see or I don't understand. Here's what I believe. One, governments around the world and some private entities around the world, they have all been in the air power and space power game for quite some time. About the end of World War I, militaries, governments around the world really began to realize the advantage planes had. It just adds a different dimension to combat when you can fly. Governments started sinking money into plane technology. When we started getting out into space, us and the dirtball Soviets, the governments, all of them around the world realized, man, that's an important place to dominate. To this day, we have satellites in space. The Russians have designed satellites that hook onto our satellites, like in some movie, and push our satellites out of orbit. That's what they're designed to do, right? And so we're in this space race. So this is what I believe. I believe there are a bunch of them, a bunch of things out there being flown around by governments and private entities that we just have not been told about, that we're not allowed to be told about. And I don't know whether I'm totally full of crap, but that's what I believe. All right? Sam, Ohio, go.
Jesse, you were talking about having cool things in your man cave. I'm a Marine Corps vet, Parasilent 86. I would love to have my senior drill instructor's dress sword.
That would be freaking cool. Freaking cool. Semper Fi, by the way. Dress sword, Chris? Chris doesn't understand. Okay, let me explain to the civilian types, and I'll get back to this to these phone calls. 877-377-4373. In boot camp, and I remember this like it was yesterday because of what happened, which I will explain. I'll go through the whole story in a minute. Sorry, I'm going to do a story, then I'll get back to these calls and other stuff. As part of Marine Corps boot camp, I can't speak for any other boot camp. As part of Marine Corps boot camp, you do a ton of drill. It was called drill. Bunch of different words for it. Now, what is drill? You go out there in formation with your platoon, and you march. You march forward. You hook a left. You hook a right. Everything is done in perfect unison. You have a weapon. When we were doing it, they were M16s. They probably use M4s or something now, but M16s. You have a weapon as part of your drill. It must be held perfectly. Your entire platoon will then do certain things with your weapon. You've seen, you'll present your weapon up or move it from right to left. I'm trying to make this as basic as humanly possible. And you have to do these things in perfect unison with the other, with 100 other dudes, with the other men in your platoon. Perfect unison. In fact, by sound, you have to do it in perfect unison. And you begin working on this immediately in boot camp. It is the most painfully boring, miserable thing you've ever done in your life. Incredibly valuable, I should note, to have young men develop this skill. It's important for young men to learn how to be bored, to be miserable, to sit there, to follow simple instructions. That's drill. You've seen the movies. Marching, marching, marching. Why are they in perfect unison? Why are they? Okay, that's drill, right? Now, why do you do this? Well, you do it for a bunch of different reasons, but what's the culmination of this? Towards the end of boot camp, there is a competition. You see, your platoon has drill instructors, and then your platoon has a senior drill instructor. I obviously don't have to explain to you, he's the big man in charge. In the end, you will compete with other platoons in drill. You will go out on a big blotch of pavement, and you will drill in front of other Marines who will grade your platoon on various things. And I was never a drill instructor, so you'd have to ask a DI about what the various things are. They told us, but it was a long time ago. Look, two decades ago, I'm doing this by memory. They're grading you on all these different things. These drill instructors, senior drill instructors, look, they're Marines in charge of a platoon. They take a lot of pride in this. This is their platoon. This is their competition. They're competing with the other senior drill instructors. Now, my boot camp platoon, we had kind of struggled with drill the whole time. We finally got to the end, the final day. We thought we were going to get killed. And our senior drill instructor is out there, and he's leading this whole thing he has to do with you with his sword. It's a sword. You know, it's a Marine Corps saber, a sword in his hand. It's a sacred thing, really. And he's leading it up, down, left, right. He's leading it in his, with his hand, giving you all the motions and the verbal drills and things like that. And I'm sure I'm screwing up some of this stuff again. It's two decades ago. But we did our competition that day, and it was by far the best we had ever done. We'd never had a single other day even close to being that good. We were like professionals. And he stops when we're done, and we begin marching back to where we sleep. All right, where we sleep. And the other drill instructors picked us up, and they were leading the platoon back because the senior drill instructor had to stay back and discuss a couple things with the judges. So our lower drill instructors pick us up after we nail the competition, and we start marching back towards the barracks, which brings us to one of the cool things. In fact, probably the only good thing that happened in all of boot camp. And I will finish that story, and then I will get back to your phone calls, 877-377-4373, even though the lives are, or even though the lines are completely full right now. All right, before we get to that, I want you to do something. I want you to eat better, save money, and buy American. Therefore, I want you to go to goodranchers.com right now. As you listen to the sound of my voice, go to goodranchers.com. And I want you to begin to browse the various boxes they have. What are you looking at? American meat. 100% American sourced meat from the people at Good Ranchers who share our values. They deliver better meat than your grocery store. Deliver it to your front door, and they're giving out 2 years worth of free ground beef right now. When you go to goodranchers.com and you use the promo code Jesse, you subscribe to any one of their boxes, $480 worth of ground beef on top of the box. That's what you get. Go. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse. That saves you $25 and 2 years worth of free ground beef. American meat, baby. Delivered.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I'll get back to these calls in a second. So we finish our final drill competition in boot camp. our senior drill instructor who led it with his Marine Corps saber out, his sword out. We go marching back towards the barracks. His underlings, his other regular drill instructors, take over. They're marching us back towards the barracks. And we get word to halt. Everyone has to stop. Keep in mind, this is Marine Corps boot camp. Everyone stops at the exact same time. And you sit there and you shut up and you don't move. This is not like the civilian world. You're not allowed to move. You don't stop and then start looking around. Hey, why'd we stop? Hey, you don't start talking to your buddy. Hey, man, do you have any idea what's going on? You sit there, you shut up, and you don't move. You stare straight ahead. That's part of drill, is completely still. They'll teach you how to walk where your head doesn't bob up and down. Just still. So they stop us, and we're just sitting there and sitting there and sitting there. And because you're not allowed to look around, no one knows what's going on. And we're thinking to ourselves, geez, oh, great. Here we go. What did we do wrong? All of a sudden, the order to keep going again fires up, only it's not the drill instructor who was marching us there. It's the senior drill instructor who had clearly stopped us, and he'd taken over the platoon again, and he was marching us back. Instead of doing the normal screaming at us stuff and things they used to do, he starts doing all these fun different drills and stuff like that with us. And we're thinking, wait a minute, this is a trap, right? This is the trap. We're definitely, they're messing with us. And then he halts us in front of the barracks. He forms us up and informs us that we won. We were so perfect that day, he won. And that was his reward for us. We got like a 5-minute walk. How about that? So there, that's my story. Steve, Pennsylvania, go.
Yes, Mr. Kelly?
Yeah.
I love your show. Thanks. God bless you for doing what you do every day. I was fortunate enough to actually help save someone's life. I had no idea it was going to happen. Like most things, it just happened out of the blue. There was a car going up the road. I live in the middle of nowhere. There was a car going up the road, and it stopped with a screech of tires. And turned out the woman basically jumped out while it was moving and was in need of saving because her husband had been beating her up and, you know, threatening to do worse. And I just so happened I had finished cleaning my dad's 45 ACP, which he gave me a long time ago, and son of a gun... no pun intended, I went out and said, you know, no, you're not going to do this again, and you have to leave. And he did. And then, you know, the cops were involved. I had two state troopers, four regional police officers, and four township police officers all tell me, you know, if there were more people like you, our jobs would be a lot easier.
You know what you did out there, Steve? Steve, you know what you did out there? I'll tell you what you did.
We're changing people's lives.
That's what you did, Steve. And saving people's lives. Good work, Steve. Freaking great work. Jeremy, St. Louis, go.
Hey, Jesse, it's Jeremy. Been listening to you for a long time. And got a bone to pick with you about classic cars.
Hold on, Jeremy. I said I didn't know what I was doing, but go ahead.
I had a 460 big block Ford that I was getting 22 miles to the gallon out of, which those eco-nut Greenpeace lovers, they can take their Priuses and enjoy that, because your old-school vehicles, if you tune them correctly, will get better fuel economy, they'll last longer, and the best part is they're more environmentally friendly than a Prius.
You know,
and you can.
Well, great. Now I just got freaking shamed into it. Now I feel terrible. Seth in St. Louis. We're staying in St. Louis. Go ahead, Seth. You have something mean to say, too?
No, Jesse. I just have a question. You know the expression, grand jury can indict a ham sandwich?
Yes.
What is the grand jury made of and comprised of?
Grand jury. Okay. This is a grand jury. A jury, as you know, they're the ones who sit there during your trial and they will determine in the end whether you're guilty or not. A grand jury, it makes it sound bigger than it is, doesn't it? A grand jury, they're the ones who determine in the beginning whether or not to actually bring the charges at all. They will hear witnesses and see evidence and things like that, trying to decide whether or not they want to bring charges. It was, you remember that Trump had a grand jury in Fulton County, Atlanta, and it made a bit of news. We played for you the audio bit on this show. The jury foreman was this girl, and I say girl, I didn't even want to say woman. She looked like a freaking teenager to me, but I'm 42, so everyone looks like a kid now. She was very young. She was very young. And remember we played the audio? She was essentially a nutball. And she said that they were interviewing her. Oh, why'd you do it? Why'd you do it? Well, I just thought it would be really cool if I got to actually swear Trump in. And that's a grand jury. A grand jury determines whether or not the charges will actually be brought. All right? All right. Eddie, Tennessee, go, boss.
Yeah, man, I was just going to tell you, you need to get you a Ram 3500 Lariat. Put you some big mud tires on that bad boy. Get it deleted, and you will be you will be smoking all them little midlife crisis cars, and you'll look like a real dude while you do it.
You know, that's not very nice, Eddie. That's not very nice. 877-377-4373. I'm not getting big mud tires on it. You know why? Because I'm not 19 heading to the mountains of Montana with a pretty girl beside me ready to make some bad decisions. That's why. I'm 42. I'm going to have the normal tires that come on the truck. 877-377-4373. We'll talk about Dome when we get back. Then we'll get back to these. Let's talk real quick about food, though. Let's talk about emergency food. We love when we make preparations, especially dudes. I don't want to speak for women on this, but we dudes, we love to prep the cool stuff. What's the cool stuff? Well, bullets, right? How many guns do I got? How much ammo do I have? What we don't think about, sadly, is food. But Napoleon didn't say an army runs on its bullets, did he? An army runs on what? Its stomach. My Patriot Supply will make sure you have the emergency food kit you need to have in your home, so if something terrible happens, you and your family are set. And right now, their three-month food kits, they're $200 off. You have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com, and that's where you save $200 per kit. Buy it, stash it. Don't just get the ammo. You got to eat, too. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.